Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Every once in a while, no matter what the climate, we get a guy or a young lady who comes in with that presence that kind of takes us out of a funk. We're in a funk right now because we don't like the results of what we've seen. I don't like what's in the air. So you get a guy who's like the equalizer. Maybe as close to Denzel as we can get, Anthony. And that is the dean of all sports, David Aldridge. When in doubt, when the bullets are flying all over the place, you need a calming approach to it. So, D.A., I say, hey, man, welcome. We appreciate you here on Burgundy and Gold today, the adult version. And what is your take on the recent chapter of Commanders football?
Richard, it's always a pleasure having time with you. You know, they didn't play very good Sunday at all, I didn't think. The defensive side was bad, but there was a bad interception too. I mean, it just wasn't a very good – it wasn't a very good production. What concerns me is not so much – you know, all these buzzwords of communication and things like that. That's not it. They got one turnover in three games, Doug. Mm-hmm. You know, four games. What am I saying? They have one turnover in four games. And that's not enough. You got to turn the other guy over. You got to give your offense a chance to play on a short field, get some easy points. And they just have not been nearly, as you would call it, violent enough to get the ball from the other team on a regular basis. And I think it's just difficult, you know, because when you're not – I don't think anybody thought this was going to be a great defense. What you were hoping was that they would be a little bit better against the run, and they actually have been, but that they could create enough plays that they could overcome some of their deficiencies defensively. And they haven't done it yet. And so what you wind up seeing, at least the two games on the road, is a team that really doesn't look capable of stopping anybody that's got any playmakers on the other side of the football. Now, it's early. It's September going into October. So we don't know. We don't have the final answer yet. But, you know, that part of it is what is, to me, what caused the biggest red flags to me is that they are just not getting the ball from the other team on a regular basis.
And that's something they emphasized so much last year. And I don't even know, have we had the ball? We've had the ball on the ground a few times.
A couple times, yeah.
We don't, but they don't create enough pressure on the opponent, to me, for the opponent to put themselves in harm's way. It's gang tackling, which I'm not seeing a whole bunch of that. And it's playing on the ball at the point of the reception. You got to have tight coverage for some of these things to happen. And I think if they tighten that up, maybe you get a chance.
Well, what do we see every week, Doc? When you look at other teams, you see people punching the ball out, right? Like
that's
everybody in the league is doing. Everybody's doing a peanut. Everybody does it, right?
Yeah, everybody.
And I know they're trying to do it. It's just that they haven't had much success doing it, you know, at least the first month of the season. So I think if you don't have like a dynamic pass rusher that you know you can pencil in for 13, 14 sacks every year, or you don't just blitz all the time and know you're going to get home a certain percentage of the time, it's hard to just go out there with an okay but not great defense and expect them to, you know, dominate. And that's asking a lot, you know, against, you know, poor quarterbacks, bad offensive lines. Yes, they're okay. They're fine. But you're not going, unfortunately, you're not going to play a bad team every week. You're going to have to beat a good team or two every once in a while, too.
Yeah, but he's a sophomore. You know? He was coming off, He's a sophomore, and he was coming off a bad performance.
How did we not continue
upon what was there?
Shut out by a bad team.
Right.
Not shut out by the Bills. Right. They were shut out by a bad team, you know. That was very disappointing. And the problem, again, is now you could play better on Sunday, but you're playing against a better quarterback. You know what I mean? So he may make a couple of throws against good coverage or better coverage or with a guy in his face, and you're going to go, well, it's Justin Herbert. He's a great quarterback. Yeah, he is. Yeah, you got to stop him. You still got to stop him. And so what are you going to do to stop him?
Yeah, well, Ant-Man and I, we're having a little bit of a debate into now you have a wounded bear. You've got a thug in Harbaugh that's coaching, and he's without his dream player, and that's his big people. You've taken three hippopotamus out of his lineup.
Right, right.
And so, I mean, now you're going to have to force him to play left-handed.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I think if I'm the Commanders, this is a game where I'm putting it on the six uglies up front, right? Like, I'm saying, look, we got the superstar is going to play, but he's not 100%, right? And we can't have another situation where we're carting off the franchise quarterback. That can't happen. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so this is on you guys. We're going to throw it some, but what we're going to do a lot of, there's a lot of 12. A lot of tackle eligible.
Yeah.
And we're going to sledgehammer these guys for 45 minutes and see what happens. And, you know, because I can't get Jaden Daniels carted off the field. That can't happen. Okay, so I don't want to see that. Chucking it 45 times on Sunday. This is a game you got to win 20-14. You know, like, you may not be pretty, but he's got to get to the next week because the next two, this month, is you're up in class now. You're going up in class now against people. So to get him to November, you're going to have to rely on your running game. And again, your defense is going to have to flip the field a couple times. You can't ask special teams to be great, you know, to be dominant. They've been dominant, Doc. They've been terrific. But you can't ask Jalen Lane to take a punt back 90 yards every week. It doesn't happen, right? So, you know, that's where that complimentary football that they talk about has to happen.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And DA, here, this is Anthony here.
Yep.
I think
you don't say super producer with David. You say it with everybody else.
The super producer, Anthony Haney. But DA, last week, we only rushed the ball 14 times in a game where we were without Jaden. We didn't have Terry. The fact that we only rushed 14 times and we were having success on the ground. I could see if we weren't having success on the ground, we went away from that game plan. So what is your, like, I guess, confidence in, you know, Kliff to be patient and, you know, ride the run game as long as he can, especially if you don't have Jaden at 100% and you want to protect him?
I think they're very cognizant of it. I don't think this is a fly-by-night, you know, unserious coaching staff. They understand, you know, we got to make sure that we get back, everybody comes back in one piece from LA. And so I think they understand it. You know, they did it 2 weeks ago. They made sure that they ran the ball and kept running the ball. You know, some weeks you just got to manage. You can't play the way you necessarily want to play, and especially if Terry's going to be out again. And I don't know. It's Wednesday. He didn't practice today. We'll see. But you're not. And Noah Brown's still out. You know, you're not anywhere close to having your full complement. Like, again, to me, this is a week where you just depend on your guys up front to win enough battles. And you've got three good, not great, but you got three pretty good running backs, right? You want to split the work? That's fine. You know, but I got to try. Unless you fall behind by three touchdowns, I'm running the ball a lot Sunday and trying to win the game that way and ball control this thing. I just don't think this is not the week to chuck it. It doesn't make sense. You don't have the personnel to chuck it, and you got to keep your quarterback upright. So I would rather do it that way. And then, and again, I think Cliff understands the reality of where he's at right now, where his offense is at right now. They just don't have the personnel to play to throw the ball all over the yard. They just don't.
I agree. I'm with you 100%. The running game has been so nice that you wonder why they haven't fed the beast even more. All three guys, I like them all. They all bring something to the table. But the real highlight for me, and I want to make sure I mention him, Chris Paul, O-line.
That
left side now, I'm not saying it's the Raiders yet with Upshaw and my boy, I'm just saying. But it's now one of the best things we do.
Yeah.
That left side of that line right now is not to be effed with.
Yeah, and that's, you know, so take advantage of that, right?
Like,
take advantage of that and utilize the personnel that you have that's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Wiley has stabilized the right, you know, stabilized them on the right side a little bit. So they're fine. I think they've got five guys they can rock with. And if you play Trent Scott, tackle eligible or tight end eligible a lot, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. And I think, credit to Sennett, his block.
Yep.
You know, he's tried.
His intensity. The one thing you can tell that I have seen lacking here, he's on edge.
Yeah.
This dude is chipping and bouncing. He's playing with real zeal.
He's looking for people to hit, right?
Yeah, he's hunting people down. Yeah. He's hunting.
Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with that, you know, and you can still run Debo. You can still run Debo jet sweeps. I'm not saying don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying I agree with you guys. I think that they have run the ball pretty effectively. I think most weeks, except for Green Bay, where they just got, you know, I think the game got away from them a little bit. But otherwise, I think they've run the ball pretty well, and they should keep doing that until everybody is closer to 100%, and maybe then they can open the playbook up a little bit.
So do you think this should be their identity, or this could be their identity? I think you look at teams like the Lions, you look at, you know, the Bills, I think even they've, you know, balanced their attack a little bit. It's not just all Josh Allen. It's more so a balanced attack. Do you think we could rely, or that could be a recipe of success?
Yeah, it's mostly Josh Allen. He's that good. You know, they should use him a lot. He is MVP. Like, I don't blame him for that. And if everybody was healthy, including Jaden, I would rock with Jaden too, because he's that good. But he's not there. He's not 100%. You know, he's going to play, but he's not 100%. And he doesn't have his guy. You know, whatever y'all want to think about Terry McLaurin, that's Jaden's guy. That's Bob's guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't out there. And until he's back out there rocking and rolling, this is not last year's offense. So until that happens, I think you got to, again, play with what you've got. Use what you've got to try and get this win and get back home. Because you got to, like I said, Kansas City looks like Kansas City again, right? So you got them in a few weeks on Monday night. You know, you got the Bears on Sunday night. You know, you got Dallas at Dallas. Dallas didn't look bad to me last weekend. They looked pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least offensively.
Oh, their offense,
so,
yeah. That's high-level competition.
You got to try and win games that you have a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have a chance to win this game, but you got to manage it correctly.
And the good news is that, Matt Gay, what's going for us? Kicking well. I mean, that's good. We punt well. We kick well. If we can do those things and then close this thing down, because a win is mandatory. I mean, you're not going to catch the Chargers as vulnerable
right.
as they are now based on circumstances that we don't vote for. I don't, never vote right. for people to get hurt, even right. on the Cowboys.
When they are hurt, you got to take advantage of it.
So that's a good deal. Well, look, as tempted as I am to ask a basketball question, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stick to truth about Burgundy and Gold today, and then I'll call you later on and get some insight as to what's going on with the politics.
You got
politics.
The number anytime, Doc.
I appreciate
anytime,
you, man.
Man.
David, thank yes, you sir. So much, man. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
As Coach Thompson would say, David Aldridge, simply one of the best.